What's going on out there, beer geeks? Special Thursday episode for you guys for our beer review. Welcome to Beer Geek Radio, the craft beer show for the thinking drinker, and tonight the craft beer show for the reviewing drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, my name is Brad, I'm your host.
This is the co-host, Steven.
And the bottle we're going to be getting into tonight is from St. Louis, Missouri. It is Perennial Artisan Abraxas.
I've never had anything by them, so I'm looking forward to this.
Abraxas is an imperial stout. It is brewed with ancho chili peppers, cocoa nibs, and cinnamon sticks.
God damn, that just sounds so good.
It just sounds like magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the description does not ruin it. Like, there's so many beers where the description just sounds so heavenly, and the beer comes, you know, it comes up short.
Fails to live up.
Exactly.
This one actually sits at 10%. This bottle is a 750 milliliter bottle. It's got a brownish, kind of reddish, maroonish label. Mm-hmm. It's very rustic looking. Oh, rust is actually a good way of describing the color.
But the design almost looks Aztec.
Yeah, it has kind of nuances of Aztec, steampunk, kind of a technical. It almost reminds me of something out of the Wild Wild West, plus like Aztec.
Yeah, there's like four birds in the corner. Like in each, there's a bird in each corner of the label, which is it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the bottle is it's the regular pop cap, not waxed or anything like that. But as I said, 10%. And this one was bottled in November of 2012, so hasn't been in the bottle long.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to describe the pour for you. We're going to break this down into segments for you if you guys are not familiar with the way we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, you know, a few segments. We're going to describe the pour and the appearance, the aroma, obviously the taste, the mouthfeel, and give you our overall scoring. Right now we're going to get into the pour and the appearance. It pours thick, very dark.
Very thick, very dark. Nice light brown head.
Yeah, the head on this beer is like a brownish khaki color.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of those stouts that has like dark beer, white head. This is actually a darker head, very thick, kind of fluffy, poured nice, got a lot of lacing on the side of the glass. If you can see it in the pictures, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a very thick and nice present stout. It's not a sessionable one, if you understand what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So now for the aroma, we're going to get into that for you now.
Let's do it.
Dare I say, magical aroma.
Very sweet. I'm getting the cinnamon sticks, but not very much. It's very subtle. I'm getting a lot of the vanilla.
I get the chocolate on this, the cocoa nibs. Mm-hmm. I get the cinnamon sticks. I actually get the cinnamon sticks more present than maybe you have gotten them.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I don't get, at least a lot of, is the ancho chilies. In the aroma, at least, they're there. I guess you can kind of get a little bit of spice, but you don't know. I don't know if that's the cinnamon or the ancho chili.
You know what? I think it's the chilies. We've had beers before. I'm not saying that we've tasted this yet. But remember, we had a beer not too long ago where you described it perfectly, where it feels like it's going to get spicy, but it doesn't. Like the flavor, you're like, okay, you got to prepare your tongue because it's about to get spicy.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
That's kind of what this aroma does. Like I can smell the chilies, and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to sting the nostril, but
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
I think that's that might be what's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's very sweet. I get the cocoa from the stout presence that are the chocolate malts.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little. I actually get the cinnamon. I get a little bit of pepper. I get the cocoa and the vanilla. You know, it's just all around a very sweet smelling stout. Very, very sweet. But you know, we love sweet beers. So I'm going to be drinking this out of my Porter Stout glass. Steven, you got a Pugachev's Cobra glass over there. I'm ready to taste. Let's get in.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Holy crap, that is good.
I'm going to say that one more time. Damn.
I'll see your damn and raise you to holy shit.
This is a very sweet, chocolatey stout. The secondary flavors on this being the cinnamon sticks and the ancho chilies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ancho chilies are hitting me not so much as a flavor, but as a heat.
You know what? I was about to say, I can feel it on the back of my throat.
Absolutely. And the spice is not some, like I said, like cinnamon is obviously, everyone knows cinnamon sticks are a spice.
Mm-hmm.
And the cinnamon and the ancho chilies work well on this beer because the cinnamon kind of masks the flavor of the chilies, but then you get the actual feel of the heat Yep. And it works so very well.
It's very subtle, but I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm getting some burnt sugars, almost like a vanilla marshmallow type taste. I mean, this is a very nice, flavorful stout.
This is one I could see definitely drinking by a campfire.
Oh, yeah.
Like if we were out camping, you know, in the mountains.
I probably, at that rate, I probably wouldn't share it with you. but I get where you're going with that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to share it because you wouldn't have it. I'd steal it. And you wouldn't. I'd lock you out of the cabin and let you freeze to death and get hypothermia while I drink this delicious beer.
Yeah, this is fantastic. On the mouthfeel, it's I wouldn't say it's thick. You know, I mean, it is thick. I wouldn't say that it's too thick or chewy, but it does have a very nice presence to it. It is a thick, nice mouthfeel. It lets you know it's there. I'm getting a booze burn, too.
Yeah.
It is 10%. I'm getting a little bit of a booze feel in the back of the throat. It's very nice, though. I mean, it complements the style of beer that we're getting out of it. It's genuinely, yeah. I think this is a fantastic stout.
Yeah, I'm digging this. And I will say, I was, like I said, the description, I don't want to say it ruined my expectation, but it did not help because there's so many beers that have an awesome description and they just come up short.
Yeah, this one does not.
This one, it delivers. It delivers on everything it talks about.
This currently sits at a world-class rating of 96 on Beer Advocate. Like I said, we picked it because it had been talked about. It was released in 2011 originally in a very small allocation, and then more of it came out. And by that time, Lip Service had gotten around the perennial artisan, had a great cinnamon, ancho chili, chocolate stout. And that's what we've got in front of us tonight. And that's why we wanted to do it. Very good. Great mouthfeel. So really,
I can only imagine what the barrel-aged one tastes like.
I have one at home, and when I open it, I'll let you know. So before we wrap the show, we're going to give you guys a quick little overall review score and to let you guys know what we think of this beer as a whole. In terms of the scoring, we will do this on a 1-5 basis. Quarter and half increments will be allowed. So if you feel like giving a beer a 4.25, you can. Out of all the things put together, I think I'm going to give this beer like a 4.25 simply because, you know what, there's not much this beer could do better, but it doesn't just bowl me over into a 5.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that because that's actually the rating I was going for. I was going to give it a 4.5, but like you said, this doesn't disappoint in any manner, but you're always left with that thought, what could this do better? And there's some beers out there that are a 5 where you could be like, they couldn't do anything. It's just perfect. There are certain things in this beer where, you know, not that it's bad. There are certain things I would personally change. Maybe get a little more cinnamon out of it.
Yeah.
Make that a little more prevalent. But yeah, I'm going to go with a 4.25.
Okay. Well, so an average of 4.25 between the two of us. The beer we have been reviewing is Perennial Artisan Abraxas. From St. Louis, Missouri.
Very tasty treat.
And this is a Thursday special beer review episode that we'll be getting you guys every week. You guys can send us emails on which beers you guys want us to review, and we'll get it out to you guys. You guys know where to find us: YouTube, Vimeo, Podomatic, and iTunes. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd. We're on Pinterest and Instagram. And for Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host as always. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
Reminding you guys to check out us for our best in the biz beer reviews every Thursday at noon. Have a great week and cheers.
Later.